Well, today is Mother's Day, and I don't want to preach some downer sermon that leaves everybody feeling badly about themselves or feeling inadequate. Mother's Day is a time to be happy, to celebrate, to be grateful, to be thankful that you have a mom, had a mom, are a mom, or are married to a mom. But Mother's Day does have a serious side, because motherhood is serious. The ripples of a mother's influence travel far and wide, and they extend far into the future, for good or for bad. So I'd be remiss if I didn't take the opportunity to address some aspect of motherhood today. What makes for good motherhood? Godly motherhood. Wise motherhood. The Bible has much to say about it, and the Proverbs say about as much as any place in the Bible. So I chose one verse from one proverb to look at today. The verse is kind of an overview of the wise woman, which applies to the wise mother as well. Let's pray as we look at God's word together. Our Father, we thank you on this Mother's Day that we have not only the opportunity to acknowledge and pay tribute to, recognize our moms and motherhood in general, but to explore your word together and see what truth we can glean from it that will help us to have not only a better appreciation for motherhood, but to be better moms ourselves. So we commit that time to you and pray for your insight and guidance as we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you have a Bible, if you'd like to turn to Proverbs chapter 14, it's about the center of your Bible. Or if you want to just follow on the sermon notes page, or if you have a sanctuary Bible, you can follow there. It's just one verse. You can probably memorize it before the end of the service. Proverbs 14, verse 1. The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down. One of the common characteristics of the Proverbs is contrast. If you've read the Proverbs any at all, you see that there's a constant refrain of contrast, where the Proverbs help us understand basic truth by contrasting opposing principles. Most of the principles that the Proverbs cover are very simple, and they're crystal clear, and this is no exception. It says, if a woman is wise, if a mother is wise, she'll invest herself in her home. Now, the word used is house, but it doesn't just refer to the structure with roof and walls. It's a reference to her household, her husband, her children, the building in which she lives that she calls her home. She invests her time, her energy, her resources, her intellect, her creativity, her strength, her discernment, her prayers, her faith. She invests herself in making her home all that it can be to the glory of God. Notice that the wise woman builds her house, which implies that it takes time, that it requires work, that it requires a plan and a strategy. It implies that it won't just happen. And the fact is, it won't just happen. It certainly won't happen by accident. It will happen only when there's a purpose and a plan behind it. Notice it says she builds her house, which is not to indicate that it's exclusively hers, but that it's no less hers. As you know, men are from Mars and women are from Venus. And for some reason, the home is a more serious place, a more special place for a wife and mother than for a husband and father. I don't really know why this is. I have some theories, but I don't really know for sure. Maybe you know, or you can figure it out on your own time, and then you can come and tell me. But I think it's safe to say that that's the case. So a wise woman builds her house. But if wisdom is a requirement for a woman, for a mom, to build her house, how does she get this wisdom? Where does it come from? How is it acquired? Well, in three primary ways: the Word of God, the Spirit of God, and experience that's properly evaluated. In fact, the Proverbs elsewhere teach us that wisdom begins with the reverent fear of God. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That's where wisdom starts. It starts with a reverent fear of God, recognizing who God is. In fact, the Proverbs elsewhere teach us a lot of things about motherhood and about the godly woman. God expresses his wisdom in his word. That's where wisdom is found, in God's word. So a wise woman, a wise mom, will want to be a diligent student of the Bible, because that's where she'll find wisdom. And wisdom, secondly, is found through the Spirit of God, who resides in all believers. So you must be a believer in order to tap the wisdom of God through the Spirit of God. In order to be a truly wise mother, you must be one with godly wisdom. And the only way to acquire godly wisdom is if you are a believer. Spiritual discernment is the possession of a spiritual woman. And thirdly, there's that great teacher known as experience. Though experience itself is not the teacher, it's the proper evaluation of the experience, that is. Which is why I love the quote by Archibald MacLeish, which is on the wall in my office, which says, there's only one thing more painful than learning from experience, and that is not learning from experience. But we don't need to be general here, because the Proverbs themselves tell us what makes for a wise woman and a wise mother. So let me give you some specifics. There are a lot more we could cover, but I want to give you just a handful of them from Proverbs 31, which describes the wife of noble character, another term for wise. It says, first, her husband has full confidence in her, confidence that comes from proven effectiveness over time and through various circumstances. She also, we see, brings her husband good, not harm, all the days of her life. I really like this one. This is my favorite, I think. She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family. That is, she's diligent and not lazy. She knows how to work. She's not afraid of it. She's not allergic to it. She's willing to do hard work, as Walter pointed out earlier. She considers a field and buys it. That is, she knows how to leverage what she has and invest for the future. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. That is, she's generous and kind and giving. When it snows, she has no fear for her household. That is, she is a planner, and she doesn't get caught by surprise by what she can reasonably predict is going to come. She's clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. That is, she has perspective. She's planned for what's coming so she can laugh at the future's attempt to derail her purpose. Faithful instruction is on her tongue. Not only does she possess wisdom herself, but she imparts knowledge and instruction to others, especially to her children. Now, during the days this proverb was written, the husband typically built the house, the physical house, while the wife turned the house into a home. That's really the idea that's being conveyed here. But as we said, Proverbs is about contrast. So the writer contrasts the wise woman and mom to the foolish woman and mom. The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down. It's a vivid word picture. The writer, Solomon, here wants us to picture a woman standing outside of her house, her own home, with an axe or a sledgehammer or a crowbar, and basically tearing the house down, board by board. Now, that's not literally what happens, but practically speaking, that's what a foolish woman or a foolish mom does. She's destructive of the very thing that's her most prized possession, her family and her home. Now, I don't need to tell you that in the modern world, there are plenty of obstacles to being a wise woman and a wise mom. All kinds of things that negatively impact a woman's desire to be wise. In fact, it can even be her own family. Sometimes it's even her own husband, tragic as that is. Take a long time to list all of the obstacles. But here the image is one of self-destruction. That even though there are plenty of ways for a woman and a mom to be shot in the foot, the foolish woman shoots her own feet. That's his point. She's self-destructive. And self-destruction, I think, is the worst kind of destruction because it comes from within. It's self-inflicted. Remember the comic strip, comic character Pogo? We have met the enemy, and he is us. That's what he's saying. That the foolish woman is her own enemy. She tears down her own house. So how does a foolish woman tear down her own house? How's that done? Well, I think it's best seen, again, by contrast. We've looked at the woman of noble character, a few verses from Proverbs 31. So we see what the wise woman looks like in practice. So if we take those same principles and look at their opposite, we see what the foolish woman looks like on a very practical level. Her husband lacks confidence in her, because she has a history of unreliability. She doesn't bring her husband good. She's a detriment to his well-being. She holds him back rather than lifts him up. And he knows it. He knows it too. She's not diligent or industrious. She's lazy and doesn't complete what she starts. She doesn't invest in the future. She can't even keep up with the present. She's always behind the eight ball, always trying to catch up. She's not generous and kind. She's stingy and selfish. When it snows, she's in a panic because she didn't expect it to snow, even though it's the dead of winter and she lives in the Northeast and the forecast called for snow. Somehow it was a shock when it happened. She's always caught by surprise, though most of the things that surprise her, she should have seen coming a mile away. She has no dignity or strength to weather life's storms. She doesn't laugh at the days to come. She's afraid of the days to come because they're so uncertain. She's unable to instruct others, including her children, because she hasn't invested in her own understanding. And even though she has many experiences, she never evaluates them. So they never teach her what they could teach her if she evaluated them. So, what should we take away on Mother's Day from Proverbs 14:1. Several things. First, that every good man needs two good women. I'll let that soak in for a moment. He needs a good mom and a good wife. It's okay to have both at the same time, but not the same person. Guys, okay? They're different roles. Sometimes they can be confused. That a wise woman, a wise mother, will build their own house. That it doesn't happen by accident. It happens by strategy and plan. And God has given this strategy in His Word. It's right there. Hasn't changed for 4,000 years, which is when this was written. Long time ago. And God doesn't ask any woman or mother to create the strategy. Don't have to create the strategy. He only asks that it be implemented. He's already come up with the strategy. That the most important qualification in being a good woman and being a good mother is not wealth or status or who your mother was or is, or where you live, or the time you live. The most important qualification is wisdom. Wisdom. That's the number one qualification. Wisdom that comes from the Word of God, the Spirit of God, and experience that's evaluated for its teaching potential. Only true believers are granted godly wisdom. So you'll want to get taken... We want to get that taken care of first. And no one is saying today that being a wise woman, being a wise mother, is equally doable in every situation. And I know there are lots of different situations here. Situations that you grew up in. Situations that you're in now. I would never imply that it's equally doable in every situation. Some situations are exceedingly difficult. They almost seem impossible. They're so difficult. And some waters much harder to navigate than other waters. But the constant is that the best way is the way of wisdom, the way God designed it to be. One size doesn't fit all, but wisdom fits all. The constant is wisdom. May God give every woman here today, every mom here, the wisdom to build her own house. So that it will not only be a home that's blessed, but future homes will be blessed as a result of her legacy. To God's glory, may it be so. Happy Mother's Day. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for every mom in this building today, for their commitment, for their desire to build their own house. As we were reminded of earlier, no mom is perfect. No mom needs to be perfect. But you do call every mom to be wise, to be a wise woman, as we've seen in Proverbs 14:1, to be a wise mom, to not be self-destructive, tearing down her house, but to be wise, building it, not only that it will be blessed, but that future generations will be blessed as well, and that you will be honored and glorified through it. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.